Okay, let's talk about Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Aleph. This is a nevuah about some type of famine, some type of drought, but it is not specifically mentioned what time period this is going to talk about. It's obviously a nevuah that takes place after the time of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu was told about this, and we'll see he davens, but the Ma'ari Kra here mentions Kara Sasa Manavi Be'ezet Dar Bo'u Elu Shnei Batzores Mashalom Atzinu Kein B'chol. We don't find this anywhere else. Shekol Shnei Ravon Shabola Olam B'yimei Hadoros B'kol Rav Arav Pirshua Ksuvim Be'ezet Dar Bala Olam. We know Kimosha Rav Shahay Shabab B'yimei Avraham Avram Avinu had a famine. V'chein Rav Shabab B'yimei Yitzchak V'chein B'yimei David V'chein B'yimei Elisha. Right, there were many. V'kan Hizkir Shnei Batzores V'lo Pirish Be'ezet Dar Bala Olam. Doesn't say. But there's one little hint, explains the Ma'ari Kra, and that is, it says later on in the parak, there's also going to be Cherev and other terrible tragedies, and that didn't happen during the earlier times, so it must be, he says, during the Tzar of Tzidkiyahu. So that's when this is talking about, right before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when this state happened. The Medrash in Rus Rabbah, though, is a little difficult, because the Medrash there says that there was 10 Ra'avons Ba'ala Olam. What are the 10? Says the Medrash. Echad bimei Adam Arishon. Echad bimei Eliyahu. Echad bimei Elisha. Echad bimei David. And it does not mention there one in the day of Tzidkiyahu. That's a little difficult, being that the Ma'ari Kra says this one took place in the days of Tzidkiyahu. And according to this, there was no Ra'av in the days of Tzidkiyahu. Okay, but either way, that's the suggestion. At some point, L'chorit's related to the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's not on the list because it wasn't just Ra'av. There was a lot of other Churban elements going on. So, you know, they didn't have to call it a Rav when the other ones, that was the only tragedy taking place. Either way, this is the background. So says the Perek. Asher, the Perek starts off with the word Asher. Asher haya devar Hashem el Yirmiyahu al divrei habatzaros. This was the words of Yirmiyahu, the words of Hashem to Yirmiyahu al divrei habatzaros relating to the famines. Again, this was way before the nevuah that he sees in the future. Avla Yehuda usha'areha umlalu. Yehuda is mourning usha'areha umlalu, and its gates are umlal, are depressed. Kadru la'aretz, they have been blackened. Right, that means the daso from here is depression and sadness, and everybody walking around in a state of shock. V'tzivchas Yerushalayim alasa, the scream of Yerushalayim goes up. Sha'areha, the Radak says, what is sha'areha? Al derech kol sha'areha shomimin. Ratzolo yomar ein yotzei ve'ein ba. The gates were umlal. The gates, there's nobody going in and out. So the gates themselves were empty. Oh, sheshavshu hazakenim. Either it means the gates were empty, or the zakenim were shavas, mishavas misharim. Usually, because it says zakenim mishar shavasu, right? The elders usually sit at the gates. Maybe this is even alluding to, one suggests, the Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel when he talks about all the different batei dinim. There are batei dinim in the cities, batei dinim in Yerushalayim. We know the Mishnah tells us that there was a Bezdin, the Bezdin HaGadol, and then there was outside of the Azara, and then one outside of Harabayis. But says the Rambam, Uma Amidin b'chol yir v'ir miYisrael. In every city we appoint, Sheyish ba Me'a v'esrim, where there was 120, O Yeser, Sanhedrin Ketana v'yosheves b'sha'ar ha'ir. Shnemer v'yitzigu b'sha'ar mishpat. The Sha'arim symbolized the gate, the Sanhedrin, where they sat. V'kamiyim in Yanim, Shlosha v'esrim Dayan, 23 Dayanim, HaGadol sh'bechachma she'bekula and Rosh Alehem. The one greatest in Chachma is the Rosh, v'hashar yoshvim b'igul, k'mo chatzi goren, k'mo shi'iyah ha'rosh, roe es kulam. They sit in a semicircle so the Rosh can see. But maybe, again, the gates symbolize the Sanhedrin that sits at the gates. But either way, says the Navi, that during this time of famine and drought, the state will be so, it will be sad, the mood will be low. Va'adi rehem shalchu tzi'i rehem lamayim. The noble ones, the older ones, will send the young ones, go find some water. Bo al gevim lo matzu mayim. They will go and look for water, and they won't find any. Shavu klam reikam bo shu v'hachlamu v'chafaroshan. They'll be embarrassed, because they were sent to do a task, the task couldn't be fulfilled. Ba'avur ha'adama chata, because the ground that is chata, it is parched. Think about a ground that is cracked and parched. It hasn't rained in years, in months. Ki lo haya geshem ba'aretz. The ground is totally cracked and parched because there was no geshem in the aretz. Boshu ikarim chafurosham. The farmers, the one that worked the lands, are embarrassed. Right? There's nothing to do. They hold their hands low. Interesting that the pasuk here uses two different words, ha'adama and geshem. It says ba'avur ha'adama. adama chata ki lo haya geshem ba'aretz. I think we might have mentioned this in a parsha shir a number of years ago. Right? There's, every time the Torah uses the Navi uses a different word, it's obviously for a reason. Adam and aretz are not synonyms. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch mentions in Perek Beis in Bracious, where the pasuk says the beginning of the. Of the creation of man. Man was created. There was no growth on the land. Right? Nothing grew on the aretz. Ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim al haaretz. Va'adam ayin la'avod eso adama. All of a sudden we have adama. Up until now it was aretz. Bereishis bara Elokim v'shamayim v'esa aretz. And all of a sudden now we have adam. What's the difference between aretz and adam? Aretz is the natural physical land separate from any human connection and input. That's aretz. That's what was up until now. But now is called adama. From the word adam, it's connected. Adama is the land that has potential to be worked by the adam in order to be used for avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the adama. Adama is not the natural state. That's where the next pasuk also. Ve'ed ya'alem in ha'aretz. The hishkas kol pnei adama, the vapor goes up from the aretz, that's something natural, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the hishka, when it rains, is pnei adama, because adam is connected, as we know Chazal say, that it didn't grow until Adam davened for rain, and then it rained on the adama. Says Rav Hirsch, when man lays claim to the forces of the earth, to use them for the purposes God indicated to him, and changes it about for such uses, the earth does not lose the dignity of its original status and calling, but rather attains it thereby. By his work on it, man raises his purely physical nature into playing a part in the sphere of the moral purposes of the world. Right, that's avodas ha'adama. Adama is where it is, the man is connected. So Rabbi Breuer suggests that maybe here too it's alluding to, based on that refers, it's alluding to those purposes. Bavur ha'adama chata. Right, the adama, because the man was not involved in praying and working, chata became parched, ki lo haya geshem ba'aretz. The geshem that comes from the aretz, the natural, you think it's all in your control, B'nai Yisrael. But really, because you didn't have any say in the adama, that's why the geshem didn't come from the aretz, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, boshu ikarem chafu rosham. God, not only was the land parched, and the people didn't have, but it was so deep, and all-encompassing, that even the animals, wherever they were in a tragic state. Gagam ayelas pasade, yolda va'azov, ki lo haya deshe. There was no vegetation. So they were just in the field looking around. Ufraim amdu ashvayim. And these other types of animals were stood on the crevices and the rocks. Sha'afu ruach katanim. They tried to breathe in air. They didn't have any water. So they breathed in air. Maybe we'll get back to some of these animals. Kalu einayim ki ein esef. Their eyes became low. Like we're looking, but there was no grass. There was no nothing. Right? The Radak explains, and this was only in Eretz Yisrael. Right? It wasn't to the other nations. It wasn't to the other lands. It will be other nations around. And that's what made it so painful. That is the state of affairs that is described to Yirmiyahu that is going to be at a certain time. And Yirmiyahu feels as if it already happened, that he davids, even though throughout this Sefer, Yirmiyahu is screaming at them and saying they're doing wrong, but he also cannot take the fact that they're going to be in pain and have it tzara. So he davens for them. Im avoneinu anuvanu, and he includes himself in the avon. Im avoneinu anuvanu, if it's our sins that are testifying against us. Hashem asay laman shemecha. Right, we mentioned this in our tefilos. Hashem, act for your name. Right, this is a tool that is used by many. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first. Even we don't deserve it. Moshe Rabbeinu said by the Egel and said by the Meraglim. But what about the chil Hashem that's going to be caused? What are the other nations are going to think? Right, that's the magic card that many of the Nevi'im have. Even if Bnei Yisrael don't deserve it. But what about you? We're connected with you. And therefore you have to act on your behalf. Aseilam HaShemecha. Ki Rabu Meshuvoseinu. L'chachatanu. We did it. But remember, Mikveh Yisrael, you are the hope. You are the hope of Am Yisrael. Right? You can't totally negate them and reject them. Moshi'o Be'es Tzara. You are the Savior. Love, right? So please don't let us vanish into oblivion. The Abarbanel talks about here that the following pasuk is talking about all the types of chil Hashem that might be caused. Let's read the pasuk first. Pasuk test. Lomatia keger ba'aretz. Why? And this is all the Radak says al derech mashal. Right? Many talk about this is anthropomorphism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acting like a stranger. The Radak says b'makomos rabim dibra Torah b'inyan abore kalashon b'nei adam. Right? It's like the language of people. V'yichasa oto b'ra'os u'bishmoa u'bereach u'biyada b'regel k'divrei b'nei adam. We ascribe to Hashem vision and hearing and smell and physical parts of the body. K'divrei b'nei adam v'hakol derech mashal lahavin b'nei adam. It's one of the animamins, right? God is not physical, but it's all to help us understand. U'b'chol makom richku unkelis mitargim atorah. Whenever unkelis has something like this, he retranslates it. It doesn't even want to translate it as anthropomorphic. But either way, this is how we're supposed to understand this. Yirmiyahu says to Hashem, Lama tiyeh kegar ba'aretz? Why should you be a stranger in the land? Uka oreach natalalun, like a guest that's just here to sleep a little bit. Why aren't you here? Lama tiyeh keish nitam? Why are you like a shocked person? Kegibar lo yuchal oshia, like a strong man that cannot save. V'yata b'kirbeinu Hashem, you're with us, you're in us. V'shimcha leinu nikra, and you're part of us, your name is called Al Tanichenu. If you do all this, is going to be a chilul on you, not just a chilul on us, and therefore don't leave us like this. So based on this, the Abarbanel says there are four types of kofrim, right? Each alluded to in a phrase here of Lamatiya ger ba'aretz. He says Hagoyim asher shamu niflo usav bamidbar v'yaru atashi azveyu. They'll see that now you have left them. Yiyu mehem sheyichasu l'koach ha'aretz. There are some that say that God has power in the desert. Doesn't have power in the land. So in the desert, the 40 years, God has power. But now, eventually, there's going to come a time. It's been a couple hundred years, but it's going to come a time where it's going to be shown that there are powers that are stronger than God. Yimeham shi yichasuhu l'koach ha'aretz. Kamram shahaya Hashem hu yisparach elokei hamidbaros. V'lo elokei ha'aretz ahi. V'yalzei amar. That's why. Lamati yikiger ba'aretz. Don't be like a ger ba'aretz. You have to show them that you're the king of the aretz too. Number one. Umehem yichzu zel izman. Sheyachshavu sheyakiba sha'aretz. Umemshelas Yisrael ba'alam ha'aracha. Hashem is in charge while we conquered. But now he left, right? He's not constantly with us. V'lachein ha'isa adzman yadua. U'behishlimo yatzvi mena. Hashem, there's hashgacha up until a point, but now not anymore. So that's uka'orech natalalun, like a guest that's here and that's going to leave. No, you can't be like that. Umehem number three. Yichzuzel laheder hayediya v'hashgacha. Maybe Hashem doesn't know everything. Sheyomru line is bat v'hashgachaso. And that's why he's not being poel on the hatzlacha. That's ki'ish nitam, like somebody who's surprised. Wow, I didn't know that. No, you can't be like that. And finally, umehem yichzuzel laheder hayecholes. And that's kigibar lo yuchal lo shia. So all four phrases here are referring to a potential chil Hashem that could come out that the Yirmiyahu is saying, even if we don't deserve it, but l'shimcha, for your name, please act. Ko amar Hashem l'amazeh. So Yirmiyahu davins and Hashem answers. Keno Hashem l'amazeh. Keno abu lanua. Raglam lo chasachu. They love to move. What does that mean, they love to move? Rashi, Radak, Rashi says, they love galus. What, I started sending them into galus? They don't realize it's a punishment. Right, the first B'nai Yisrael that went, the 10 tribes, and the earlier galios, right, they didn't get the message. They didn't think, realize that galus was a punishment. Right, this relate, and that's why, ahavu lanua. I tried to give them the messages, but they love to move. They didn't realize it. Right, this relates to the Maharal Diskin that we have mentioned. The Maharal Diskin in Mishpatim asks, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, why do we pierce the ear by an Evan Nirtza? Why the ear? Because the ear that heard at Har Sinai, Lo Tignov, and he went and stole, so that's why we pierce his ear. Or the Evan that heard, Avadayhem, Velo Avadim, Avadim, so we pierce his ear. Ask the Maharal Diskin, ask the other Mefarshim. So, one second, that happened years ago, 6 years ago, when he was sold into slavery because he stole. So why are we piercing his ear now, 6 years later? Originally, right, we should pierce his ear. If this is a punishment for the lo signov or the avandayhem, then the punishment should be at the beginning of the avdus, not now. Explains the Maharal Diskin, he had a punishment. The punishment was just going in, becoming an eved. The problem is that now, when is he becoming an eved nirtza, where he says, ahavti es adoni, es ishti vezbanai. I love it here. I like this state. So what do we see? He likes this onesh. Obviously, he doesn't realize it's an onesh. And that's why we have to give him another onesh. And that's the message of, you know, loving the state of onesh is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Aval acharei shakalu shnos ha-shibud. V'hu amar ahavti es-adoni. V'nichalo b'shibud gufo b'ma shenosan lo rabam zonos barishto. I don't have any responsibilities. V'gali daiti sha-onesh al-acharu bezen ein ze onesh lo. Elam rutsa b'kach l'chein ma'ani shnoso b'ritzia. Rav Shachter likes to quote that Maharal Diskin in the context of going back to Eretz Yisrael. So we went into Galus, and now we have the chance to come back to Eretz Yisrael after 2,000 years. And we say, no, we're very happy here. Hey, we're happy where we are. We like the galus. Right? That's Lamar al-Diskin. Lamar al-Diskin, we can't say that. We can't say we're happy in our state of Golas. We have to realize we can't be ahavu lanua. We can't be loving to go around. That's Rashi's pshat of the Golas here. The Radak says a different pshat. They've loved to lanua, to go ask other nations for help. Right, instead of turning to me for help, Avulanua, you wanted to go for help, so I'll send you to those other nations. I'll send you into Galus. Raglayam lo chasachu, their feet didn't stop. Hashem lo ratzam, Hashem didn't want them to do that. Ata yizkar avonam yivkor chatasam, and this is how it'll be. You'll see the sin. The Radak discusses how is this an answer to the question? Right, there was a famine. Yirmiyahu says, no, don't give a famine, and they say no. And the answer Hashem gives is that they love to go into Galus. The Radak explains because usually even if there's a famine, you could go somewhere else for help. Go to the other lands. But none of the other lands are going to be nice to you. They're going to be a gullus to you. And therefore, that's part of the answer, that this is part of the onesh. But Yomar Hashem Eli, continues Yirmiyahu, Yud Aleph. Al tisfala ba'ara mazel tova. We've had psukim like this already. Hashem says to him, don't daven l'tova for these people. Ki yatsumu eineni shomea rinasam. Even if they fast, I will not listen. V'chiyalu olo mincha eineni rotsam. Why? Because they're not doing tshuva really inside. Ki b'cherev uvarov uvadever anochi michal osam. Right, here's the other part of the punishment. Not just the famine, but cherev, dever, anochi michal osam. I will destroy them. The Malbim notes that we know that there are two types of onshin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give. One is the less severe, and that's Hester Panim. Hester Panim means Hashem turns away, and therefore we're subject to the elements. L'famim yanish Hashem adi astaras panim. V'yasa onish ba'me atzmo. Ukshim ispalim alzen. Then when you want to overcome that, Hashem lispalu l'tova. Turn your face towards us. But then there's another type where Hashem has his face towards us and he's actively giving us an onesh. So that's even harsher, right? And then you can't just daven l'tov. You have to change everything. And that's what the Navi is saying here, says the Malbim. That Yirmiyahu is saying, maybe just daven l'tov. Hashem says that's not going to be enough. Because this is an active punishment that I'm giving. V'omar. So Yirmiyahu continues the conversation and says, wait, it's not their fault totally. Ahashem Elokim, hinei ha-Neviim omrim lahem al tiru cherev, v'rav lo yelachem. The Neviim say they're a Nevi'ei Sheker. The false prophets, they misguide them. Kishlom emes atein lachem. They say it's going to be peace, there's not going to be war, nothing to worry about. So how can you totally fault them and give them such an onesh? V'yomar Hashem Eli, Hashem answers, Sheker ha-Neviim nibim mishmi. They're false. Lo shilachtim, v'lo tzivisim, v'lo dibarti aleim. I didn't send them, I didn't command them, I didn't speak to them. They're all false. What's the answer? Explain the Mefarshim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Simanim, you're right, you'll never know a Navi Sheker, a Navi Emes. How do you know for sure? But the answer is because there are certain Simanim. First of all, you have to be a tzaddik. You have to be a tzaddik, you have to be muchzak to be a Navi. You have to have all of these background checks, and then you would trust. And even so, he might perform an oath, not perform an oath. The Rambam, the end of Perek Zayin, of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, goes through the details. V'lo kal ha'osa osu mofes ma'aminim oso shuhu Navi. Ela adam shahayinu yodibo mitchilaso shuhu roi l'nevua. We know he's roi l'nevua. B'chachmasa u'bimasav. Shenis ale bohen al kol b'nei gilo. He's raised himself up. V'yamahalich b'darki anav and he follows the nevuah and kedusha and precious. If he's that type of person, and then he doesn't osu mofes, and he says Hashem sent him, mitzvah lishmo amimenu. What Hashem is telling Yirmiyahu here is that they didn't have this. It's Bnei Yisrael's own fault because you have to go by the rules. These people, these neviim, were not muhzakim in chachma and maisa shenis alabahen. So I do fault them. Continuing, Chazon Sheker, Vekesim, Ve'el of Atarmis Libam. It's all false what they're being misnabe. V'lachein, Komar Hashem, Ala Neviim, Hanibim Mishri. So Hashem says, yeah, I'll punish them first. You're right. I'm going to punish Klal Yisrael, but those false Neviim come first. Vani lo shilachtim. Ve'ema omrim cherev arav lo yeh ba'aretz hazos. They say it's not coming. They'll be punished first. Ba'cherev uv arav yitamu. Ha'neviim ha'ema. They'll be killed with that cherev and ra'av that they said was not going to happen. Va'am asher heima nibin lehem, and the am will be mushlam b'chutzos Yerushalayim, terrible, because they followed them. V'yamarta lehem yud zayin, es ha'davar hazeh, teradna einai dima layla v'yomam, v'al tizmena, I'm going to be crying, Hashem says. Right, as we had in the last parak. Ki shever gadol nishpura. It's not because I want to do this. This is just a result of sin. Besulas ami maka nachla ma'od. Right, a terrible maka. Em yasasi asade, where I go out to the field, I see tragedy. I stay in the city, I see tragedy. Hashem says, this is what it is. This is what Sefer Yirmiyahu is about. Hamos, and then Yirmiyahu finally turns and says in your test, but please, not totally. Not completely. Hamoz ma'ases Yehuda. In Bitzion galan afshecha, have you become disgusted with Yehuda totally? Mado hiki sano vein lanu marpe. Kavi l'shalom ein tov. There's no hope for us. Please. Yadanu Hashem Rishenu Avon Avoseinu. We know our sin. Remember, this is Yirmiyahu talking years before it happens. Ki chatanu lach, we know our sin. Al tinatz lama'an shimcha, again, don't totally reject. For your name, al tenabel kisei kvodecha, don't be minabel, don't make disgusting your own kisei, because we are connected to your kisei HaKavod Hashem. As Rashi says at the end of Beshalach, it's not going to be complete until Mashiach comes. Zachar al tafer brischa, you have a bris with us. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos, Nunhei, and Tosfos there, this chus avos and bris avos. You at least have a bris with us. Hayesh bahavli agoyim makshimim. And we acknowledge, the last pasuk, is there any other source of rain than you? Right, the Mefarshim, the Rinas Yitzchak here puts together the Vilna Gaon and the Griz. We know Dafka rain is uniquely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Teva when it comes to rain. That's what's used by Hashem to teach us, to stay away from us. That's why it's called Gvuros Geshamim. First off, in Tainus is connected to Maisa Bereishis. Rain is uniquely from you. We know that. Nobody else could be magshim to cause it to rain. V'mashamayim v'znu revivim, halo ato Hashem Elokeinu. It's only you, Nekavalach, and we know that, and we will hope for you. Ki ato asi, says Kolela. You've done all this. We realize it's all from you. So please, let us please have some rachmanis on us, and don't wipe us out completely, and please connect to B'nai Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.